This is Derek Prince with a word for you from the Word. At the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, "How I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or listen to my instructors. I have come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of the whole assembly or the church." Those are the words of somebody who's known the way of righteousness for many years. Somebody that's seen regularly in church. Somebody that knows how to say amen when the preacher says the right thing. Somebody that knows many of the hymns by heart. Somebody maybe who prays in public meetings. And yet that person has never given heart obedience to the truths that he's learned. And there he's pictured at the end of his life, realizing too late that he's missed it all. That he knew it with his head, but he never believed and obeyed it with his heart. It's remarkable when Jesus speaks about hypocrites, he uses particular language. He says the end of the hypocrite will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I've asked myself why particularly that language about hypocrites. And I believe the answer is because they are people who've known it all along, but never obeyed it. And there's a particular bitterness in finding yourself rejected in the midst of ruin at the end of your life, when all those years you've sat in church and known the right thing, given outward assent, but your heart has never been changed. You've never come to the place of true surrender, commitment, and making Jesus truly Lord of your life.